This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Welcome to Carousel Radio. I'm Fran. In this show, we've got music, poems and stories from two of our regular writers, Sam Castleward and Yassine Zelestine, aka MC Silvercat. We'll also have some news on what Carousel is up to. Welcome along to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
To start the show, we are going to hear some music and poems from Yassine Zelestine, aka MC Silvercat.
I'm Yassine Zelestine / MC Silvercat. Was born in city, used to country and city. Writes about self, family, space, sci-fi, today, characters. Writes as much as possible because time can be short. Education various and varied up to PGC level. Yassine Zelestine is also Silvercat, does performance and recording, spoken word with electronic music, film and art. Likes cats, does not like bigots, 51 and Asperger's.
Asperger's Base Burger. Leave you a taste of infamy. Salt, butter, garlic with Asperger's Base Burger. I know and you know. Main menu is base loaded. Transposed, transmogrified to deep fried chilling tongues meat. Sweet and hopefully tantalized, creatively enticed, spliced. Carve yourself a slice of Asperger's Base Burger. Beats and bass eclectic, vocals and synths, sounds by Amphicat, Silvercat and Mr. Iguana. See you on the other side of this confused paradise, dreams of the portals, transmissions from Africa over and out. Amphicat is our current band. That's myself and Tim Martin. So I'm the writer in the band, and Tim plays the trumpet and the chaosinator. I do a lot of the samples. Dedicate this to Tim Martin, who's in hospital at the moment. Best recovery, Tim. City around myself, catch the metronome beat, sudden shadow of perspective, warped underside, eardrums vibrated, high spun, humdrum, left arm, city opens, half down, phase, and the tube in a psychosis. Mirage of multi-dimensional galaxy, the paradox of confusion, Forged in false,
I'm
Within. I am within myself, held by your taut gaze. I want to express myself and long to express myself in case these moments evaporate and the dense fog that separates us like a glazed marzipan becomes a permanent fixture. Laser beams of my eyes try to connect to yours like a shimmer of fascination. Silver shimmies, imagine tasting your tongue. Dangerous cliff edges. A balancing act. Better not go overhead in these heels. Still, the faint heart never won fair lady as she scuttles in streets, propelled by a force beyond her control. She hides it well. The catch of her breath, the rise of colour in her cheeks when she has a glimpse of him, faces in the dark and in the day. But she always runs away. In case you don't feel that way, balancing act over taut high wire. Scandalous and in clandestine situation. Propulsion and momentum. I am within the walls of within, longing to escape, like a female Houdini. Now you see me, now you don't. There you are and there you aren't. What a balancing act. I started playing guitar at age 11 and I started to use samples and computer music, and I just started learning programs and experimenting. We want to get out and actually play. We're collecting analog and digital things, and we want to do a sound exhibition, like an art piece with various frequencies and tones. And that would be very low frequencies and clashing, discordant things and things that people would maybe consider noise, but we like. Experimental soundtracks away from conventional song structure. definitely the soundscapes for radio, because I want other learning support people to see that if they can do this at home, you know, you don't have to be a big professional, like, out there musician to do sound. You know, I just sit down and do these things. Sometimes it'll be like 7 or 8 hours on the computer. Camera obscura of them. Strung out on A minor to A major in a hypnotic refrain. Flame on in the spirals of dawn. Night growls and gnaws in resentful indigo. Difference between me, difference between you. Again in sharp delineation. Lithographs of our lives, balancing act, bound in wire. Eavesdropping fits, trail burnished with broken dermis. Another scurry along the gutters before they're kept scrubbed and us buried and harmonised. These are the legend of the trails. Who can shape the future? These times, a sepia photograph torn at the edges, flick-flacks towards the sea. Watch it by tidal times and stare up to azure horizon points. Camera obscura to lift the irises wide. Strung out on F minor to an unresolved seventh. Make sand prints in wet concrete, repeating dough shapes and bake until satisfied. The shell balls well. The fortune cookie was on his teeth, it read. Expect yourself and be reinvented. You watched her make black ink calligraphy, symbols of life, subconscious shared. But in the greatest scheme of things, their faces were more laughter than bitterness. Erosions and additions of each other's dreams were implacably paraded, implausibly melted until the next hours of twilight. Camera obscura of them.
That was Yasin Zelestin, aka MC Silvercat. To hear more of Silvercat's music with her band Amphicat, visit soundcloud.com/crazypunkkitten. You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News. Oscar Bright is the world's biggest learning disability film festival made by or featuring artists with a learning disability, autism or Asperger's. In July, the Oscar Bright Film Festival presented Oscar Bites, The First Bite, films from the big screen to your small screen at home, live on Facebook. This was a chance to see some of the very best films from the 2019 Oscar Bright Festival, along with introductions, filmmaker Q&As, and more. We will be streaming a second Oscar Bights Film Festival on Facebook on 6th of August. Oscar Bights is completely free, but please consider making a donation so Carousel can keep working throughout lockdown and beyond. Get your popcorn ready and head to oscarbright.org or find Oscar Bright on Facebook. That's O-S-K-A Bright. For the latest on all Carousel projects, check out Carousel Art UK on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter.
News!
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Now we are going to hear a poem, a science fiction story, and a song from Sam Castle Ward.
This is Sam Castle Ward, and you're listening to Carousel Radio. Yeah, so during lockdown, I've been lucky to be able to remotely record some demo versions for my new EP with my band, who are made up of musicians from the organisation Heart and Soul, who will support my music. This has been really good because that's given me something to focus on. Something I found about the lockdown situation, especially for myself, as I was told I had to do the shielding thing because I'm higher risk than most people. So the issues with not having as much to do, you know, with being restricted, not going out and seeing friends, it was good to have that to focus on, to take up my time. And it was really good. We managed to work on some really interesting versions of my songs. I mean, I'm really proud of a lot of the arrangements of my songs that we've been creating, really. It's given us more of a chance to focus on the songs and look at the songs and what parts could be changed. Like if we thought, oh, maybe we could have this keyboard part there, or maybe I could overdub some guitar in this part. And so we've been able to just work on songs and really get them sort of ready for when it is safe to go out and record in the studio later this year. Some of the lyrics are about some issues like inequality, attitudes to disabled people, like, you know, things including like bullying and the kind of euthanasia assisted suicide idea, as well as sort of cuts to benefits and, you know, the PIP sessions, which I actually, if I end up actually going through one of those myself. One of the demos that we've recorded for one of my songs is called Leave Me Alone. It is going to be featured in a playlist that Heart and Soul are making of some of the songs that their artists they work with have been recording in lockdown. It should be on their website, which I believe at the moment is just is being called Lockdown Mixtape.
In my own business, walking down the street, these disposable kids, they start bothering me. I see them hanging around, circle around every town. They get a strange kick from putting me down.
Leave me alone.
You can't stand where I come from. Leave me alone. Go home. Everything I do is wrong. Just trying to find my way home.
So in the band, I'm playing my guitar and singing and doing some harmonica, as well as I've also been recording some other instruments, such as the jaw harp, also playing some mandolin on one of the songs. We also have in the band Mark Williams, or who also is one of the people who founded Heart and Soul about 33 or 34 years ago. He's playing the bass, as well as Heart and Soul musicians Ned Smith, who's playing drums. And also we have Charles Stewart, who used to play in the Heart and Soul band The Fish Police. We have him playing the keyboards. Myself and Charles are going to be working on some of the backing vocals for the songs, which is an exciting thing because it's not something we've had much of a chance to work on with my songs before. But great to have these very good and accomplished musicians to work with and make, yeah. Because, I mean, the other EPs were mostly myself playing different instruments and playing most of the instruments on my EPs, which I'm still very proud of. I thought that was really cool being able to do that. But now it's, I think, also it sounds even better having like an entire sort of band sort of playing the songs together. In October, we're planning to, hopefully it'll be safe for us to go in and record the songs in the studio. So hopefully it should be next year that the EP is officially released.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward.
I'm Sam Castell Ward, and this is Good Things Come to Those Who Hate. You got the morals that you taught us wrong, and real events start to set them straight. As the world descends to hell below, good things come to those who hate. We see a greedy one take all for himself. We'll never be like him. Karma shall seal his fate. Now we strive to be the best we can, but good things come to those who hate. We try to do what we think is best. We'll be sparing when we choose what to take, but spectators scorn us for how they see us, and good things come to those who hate. We see our neighbours have constant hard times. and the selfish shall seal their fate. Then they tell them who to blame. Good things come to those who hate. Our neighbours now blame our other neighbours. The oppressor has directed their rage. He gets all he wants. Now he's seen as the hero. Good things come to those who hate. We keep the faith that good will prevail. We felt like everyone wanted this change. But our comrades are despised beyond belief. And good things come to those who hate. You told us that love would conquer all. This notion seemed quite strange, but it's hatred that's used to control everything. Good things come to those who hate. There's one of your teachings I still hope is true. I repeat it inside my head. I hold on to this saying and hope it comes true. All good things come to an end. Sam Castell Ward, and this is a short story I wrote called The Turagan and the Dislian. The superior race of the Turagan have been exterminating the Dislian from our galaxy for centuries. The act has become recognized as part of their culture. The ruling class among the Turagan are given liberty to speak for their entire race, recognized as their species' official voice, silencing any Turagan who think differently. Every single one of our planets now recognize an official declaration created by some of the most influential Turagan, stating that they cannot ever criticize the eradication of the Dislian or show empathy for their plight, and that to do so is to show hatred of the Turagan and face imprisonment. The only ones who have publicly spoken for the freedom and rights of their Dislian neighbours are locked away with no hope of release, or have fled and are on our galaxy's registry of fugitives. The ruling Turagan's immense power, gained through eradicating cultures they oppose and silencing those who oppose them with their official declaration, means they are established as one of the most powerful voices throughout the galaxy, and all must bow down to the leading class. For decades, this influence has been used by them and their allies throughout all our planets to thwart all attempts to diminish their power, leading to the Turagan and their comrades being able to rule with an iron fist and a secure grip over all species. The ruling Turagan's culture is recognized above all others, and they even use their power to enslave and kill minority species. It has come to the point that the only citizens living freely on each planet are those who are the same species as their rulers. The cultures of those who are oppressed are not recognized on our planets, and even the most oppressed species are seen as hateful conspirators if they speak out against the genocide committed by ruling Turagan. And this is used to crush any minorities further, to the point there may be no more minorities in another 3 decades. Several rebels who have spoken opposing the genocide of the Dislian have been in hiding, hidden for decades under the surfaces of our planets, drafting plans to end the reign of the ruling Turagan, while hoping to still escape the clutches of their authorities. Some of the rebels, along with some of the public too scared to speak out, have seen so much hatred and oppression for many years that they have come to associate the actions of the Turagan responsible with every single Turagan in our galaxy. It wasn't until several decades of activism and conspiring had passed that activists discovered that there are countless amounts of Turagan who hate the oppression of the Dislian and sickened to endure their culture being used in the name of hatred and genocide. These Turagan had been silenced and oppressed, as had anyone who spoke against the genocide of the Dislian. But they were oppressed further, and some were beaten to death, labelled as traitors of their own species. The rebels had shut them out, as they had been shut out for decades. Most of the rebels realized the errors of their ways and welcomed their Turagan allies. while separating themselves from their comrades who refused to accept them, and including information of the oppressed Turagan in their plans to end the oppression of the Dislian. Despite the efforts of rebel fugitives amongst our planets, there seems to be no way to stop the slavery and extermination caused by the ruling Turagan. It may be too late for our galaxy, but perhaps another universe could learn from our mistakes. Maybe they can learn never to let fear give power to those who plan to oppress others, and never give leeway to hatred for any culture, no matter what allegations you face when you stand in their way. One of the things that I've missed the most has been go out to see people in person, to sort of go to a pub with friends, which I know technically is possible now, but I'm not really convinced enough that it would be safe. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, something that I, it's become my, I guess my new hobby, was going to sort of wrestling shows in London, and kind of similar to going to gigs, so they can be kind of a bit crowded, and it's just really exciting. And I was always, sort of a fan of wrestling since I was a little kid, so I'm really looking forward to that. And when it's possible, I guess I'd be looking forward to trying to meet a partner, a romantic partner, which I'd been trying to do, but which is, quite difficult with the, not just with the social distancing. At the time of recording this, I've left the house 3 times since the 23rd of March, and I always wear my mask, which, and if I'm going to touch things, I wear my disposable gloves. So I probably don't look that attractive when I'm out. Yeah, so that, I mean, I guess there's some of the things that I'm kind of looking forward to. This is my song, Real False World, which is from my last EP, Living in the Real False World.
You can't wake up on this day if you're not sure you're asleep. You can't wake up on this morning if the alarm don't seem real. But when you start to know things, how do you change what you knew? Your ears are pricking up, you see through cracks in the walls. You feel tears, you're welling up, things ain't quite as you thought. They'll need to hide their secrets if you ignore your own views. I mean, you want to be realistic. You found these other people, they're in the same loop as you. Does it multiply the feeling, or do you find they act like you? That's the thing about a loop, it just goes round and round. The same thing again and again. Take no more, but you do something else. You're trapped and you can't get out, so hard to liberate yourself. They control your priorities, you're living in the real false world. We can make a difference if we all pull through. This, or have you been fooled? accept the real false world. Everything could be different.
I'm Sam Castor Ward, and that was my song Real False World. To download my latest EP and to hear more of my music, you can go to my Bandcamp page, which is samcastorward.bandcamp.com. And Sam Castor Ward is spelled SamCastorWard.
For the latest news on Sam's music and writing, visit his website, samcastorward.com. You can follow Sam Castor Ward on Twitter by following @SamCastorWard. Thanks to Yazin Zelestin, aka MC Silvercat, her band Amphicat, and Sam Castor Ward for their music, poems, and stories. To keep up to date with Carousel, look up Carousel Art UK on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back with a new show in September. Until then, take care, stay safe, and thanks for listening. Have a good summer! This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.